on this. I mean, we've had a lot of hearings on other pieces of legislation that don't rise to this level of concern. So I'm not comfortable that it does. I'd much prefer to be able to flesh that out, understand it better. Fundamentally, though, you know, I had two girls in my office from Rampart yesterday. They are closing their school. Those two children are going to have to go to Edgecombe. There is enough money to fund education, but we're not doing it, and this isn't going to help any. So I'm going to vote against it and vote against it on the floor.
You're only going to get one chance to vote against it.
Yes, I agree.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since everybody's voicing their feelings and their concerns, I have to share some of the concerns. I do understand why a parent would perhaps want to send their child to a different school than the general education run, and I suppose if my children were still at home, I would seriously consider the same thing. But the part that I'm having trouble with is the fact that then if I do that, I should not be charged with paying for the education system as it is, any more so than I am now. I don't have any children in school and haven't had for a dozen years or so, and yet I do help support the existing school system. I think that's incumbent upon us as Alaskans, and whether or not I select then to send my child to somewhere else, I don't know that it's necessarily the right thing to do to say, instead of funding there, I want you to fund him at my choice. There I'm having a real fundamental problem, and so I will support moving it from here because I agree with you. I think it does stand the gaffe of the legal portion. I have a lot of problems with it.
Are those ringing endorsements?
Committee Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Green?
Yes.
Representative Roseberg?
Yes.
Representative James?
Yes.
Representative Murkowski absent. Representative Croft?
No.
Representative Curtulo?
No.
Chair Codd?
And yes. So the resolution does pass out. With individual recommendations and accompanying $1,500 fiscal note.
That was the motion.
That was the motion. Is there any further business come before this committee? Seeing none, then we will conclude our business at 4:55.